Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for our upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org and mark your calendar for one event coming up, and that's going to be our Eggs and Issues. We're talking about healthcare and all the exciting things that have gone on in the last couple of years since COVID, but you can register again at DurangoBusiness.org. So, John Brooks, how are you?
Doing well, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, thank you for coming in, and I love the product that you manufacture and sell, because I saw these. Can't remember where it was, probably at a trade show or something, but they're steel logs that look really cool on a fire pit.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're designed to go there. It's functional art, and they're designed to go on gas fire pits or fire tables, and they give you the log feel, the real fire feel, but without the danger that, you know, that I think we all live with in the Southwest Colorado here.
Yeah, because it's in a, it would be like on a propane, you know, type stove or burner, fire pit. But it adds the ambiance that they just, I'm looking at the photo, which, you know, well, your website, which is steelfirestudio.com. People can check them out, and then they'll see them and go, oh, yeah, I've seen these. These are awesome.
Yeah, there's no setup, no assembly. Well, they're set up. You just kind of put them where you want to have them when they're cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say that.
Yeah.
But and then the flame dances through the fire holes that I cut, and then the steel will heat up, and you'll get some radiant heat off of it. So as we're moving into the fall and into the winter, if you like to spend time on your patio, you're gonna get radiant heat off of it versus, you know, a propane burner or a natural gas burner. You're really just sending that heat up into the air straight up versus radiating out. And a lot of folks really like that, but a lot of folks also like a handmade, one-of-a-kind sculpture going on top of that gas fire burner. And like I said, you don't hook anything up. You just set them down whichever way you like.
When they're cool.
When they're cool.
Yeah, we always got to say that. When they're cool. So what are they made out of?
They're made out of Schedule 40 brand new steel. I don't reuse any pipe from like oil fields or anything like that.
Okay.
I only use brand new. It's about 1/4 inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
I can do various sizes. Mostly I work with 2 inch, 3 inch, and 4 inch inner diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is handmade. So if you have a 48 inch circumference fire pit, one of the massive ones, I can make it up to your specs, whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Really like working with people on custom type things, whatever they kind of feel. I'll lay something down in my shop, take pictures, send them to a client, make sure it's something they really want, because they are going to last a long time. This isn't something that's going to just burn away.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that folks really like it and it provides that ambiance that they want in their presumably backyard, but some people might have them in the front.
You know. Sure. Yeah. Well, and it is just the ambiance that it adds. And then, like, if somebody's interested, where they go online and order these, how do they get these? Because this is, you know, what, trade shows or what? But they're so cool.
Yeah, I've done multiple trade shows. You can call me directly. You can put in an inquiry on the website, www.steelfirestudio.com. Give me a call at 970-335-8220. I'm always happy to come out, especially like in our area, go on out to your house and kind of show you what we can do. I have no problem with that. And really, the website kind of showcases the vast variety of different projects I've done. And one of the things relatively recently is I kind of scaled things down to be on fire tables.
Okay.
So about foot-long pieces, and that's if you have a fire table. If you want an 18-inch, a 24-inch piece, I'll do that for you. But to kind of bring that ambiance to the smaller tables, not just these massive sets that kind of, when I started back in 2014, that I was kind of dialed in on these really big sets. And then I was at Durango Ski and Patio after I moved here, and I was like, holy cow, I wonder if I could make this work for something smaller. And it's worked out really well. I'm in about 28 states and different stores.
Oh, wow. So you really expanded,
Yeah, I'd like to expand more, though.
Yeah.
And especially in our area, I'd really like to start getting them for folks, you know, in the Durango, Mancos area.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, we have that fire danger, and as people are switching over to the gas tables and stuff to get that ambiance. I feel it's just a really great product to give you the ambiance, but also give you that function in the form of the fire.
So these would complement really well, I would assume, because like I've got my little fire pit, little square propane fire. It's got the circular burner, and then it's got the lava rock. But if I have these to add to that, that would look really cool.
Yeah, you can set them on. They can go on fire glass. They can go on the lava rock. They can go on the fire stones.
Uh-huh.
They really just kind of set there, and you get that dancing fire up through it.
Yeah. Now, do you have to do anything to maintain them? Do they rust? What do you have to do to keep up with them?
You'll get some rust, some patina rust.
Okay.
I have a 5-year warranty on them. You know, you probably don't want to just leave them out in the snow if you're not going to use your fire mm-hmm. pit, because a lot of those fire tables will come with a cover or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, use that appropriately. But I have folks who store them away and then take them out when they're ready, and then once they're cool, they restore them.
Right.
But they really last a heck of a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not. It's not something that's just going to break down on you.
And so if I, let's say I decide, all right, I want to, can you multi, like I want two of the 2-inch and one of the 3-inch. Like I got a small fire pit and I want to be a foot long. I mean, can you customize them that way or no?
I customize anything you want. I have some standard stuff that really goes to my stores. That would be on display in a store.
Uh-huh.
But if you're calling me from your house and
yeah.
you want to buy one piece, see how it does, I'll sell you one. And then most people, you know, can you add on. You want a couple 2-inch pieces. And I'm always happy to lay them out just so people can see, you know, what they're getting, because they are going to last a long time. And if you're going to have a product for a long time, I want you to like it.
Right.
The company kind of birthed off of my old boss.
Uh-huh.
Was working with a different company, and the customer service wasn't quite there. And
okay.
So we're like, well, okay, if this guy's
we can do this better, yeah.
We can do it better. We can treat people better. We can make sure they're getting something that they want, not just something that I decide that, you
sure.
know. Artists can be a little
artsy.
This is how it goes and what I'm doing. And, you know, while sometimes I may feel that way, but my desire is to really make people happy and have a product that they really enjoy and like in their outdoor environment.
And how long does it take from time of ordering to receive the logs?
Depends on how backlogged I am.
Okay.
So order now. But, you know, I try to knock orders out pretty quickly, because something that takes the time to do and make sure it looks nice, I don't want to feel like I'm rushing through the process.
Right.
And it is a process. I have a kind of an interesting shop where I've made it streamlined for me.
Yeah.
I'm the owner, operator, and artist.
Okay.
So, you know, everything comes back on me, whatever I make.
Yeah.
And so, it kind of all depends on what type of orders I have. But I normally try to knock them out, because getting backlogged can cause some issues.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Backlog.
And then, there we go.
Are they expensive to ship? I mean, and you can ship them anywhere, I would assume.
I can ship them anywhere, yeah. They're not very expensive to ship, and usually I just build it into the price. You know, my stores will pay shipping, but folks are kind of so used to the Amazon free shipping thing, and you know, so I just build it in as to not tack on something extra for folks. But I ship all over the country. I've shipped to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point I'm in 28 states in stores, but I think I've shipped to around 35 different states.
Okay. So on your website, you mentioned that you can see things there. You're in Mancos, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Correct.
Over in Mancos?
Yep.
Do you ever have, like, you know, come see the artist at work or whatever, and allow people to come visit the shop?
It's not quite set up that way yet. As I get bigger, I have this kind of pipe dream of, you know, taking over a shop, becoming a really good employer to some employees, and, you know, kind of that's my dream as I grow, and growing was part of joining the chamber.
Sure, Get you on the air here, yeah.
But until then, I don't think anybody wants to quite drive onto the property with my big dog jumping all over them. And
I'd bring your dog if you come to mine. Well, I want to ask you. So let's say I don't know exactly what I'm looking for. I mean, you make quote unquote house calls?
Yeah, I can do house calls. I'm happy to bring pieces out. Normally, I start with, you know, kind of the menu that is on the website, because there's so many different varieties of what I've done over time, that people will say, oh, you know, I kind of like that. I kind of like that. I also get, I had somebody up in Pagosa who said, I want you to do your thing.
And so trust, trust your work.
He took a picture of his fire pit. It was a giant fireball. I think it was 56 around. And he said, I want you to do your thing. And brought it out to him, and he loved it. So, you know, it's about pleasing the customer, making sure they get something that they really enjoy and can enjoy for quite some time. The warmth and the having a glass of wine, you know, with your friends and enjoying the ambiance. And
so I'm curious because, you know, like mine, I'm doing this, and people could see it. Maybe it's, you know, 18 inches across. I mean, what are my options with something like this? What, so, I mean, you'd recommend something.
Some of the smaller square fire pit with the round burner, you know, the foot longs and the 3-inch inner diameters are my best selling ones.
Okay.
They just look really nice and proportional, kind of like the picture that nobody can see on the radio, that I'm showing you.
But you can at steelfirestudio.com.
Correct. Yes. Steelfirestudio.com. The 3-inch inner diameter are really perfect for that type of setup.
Yeah.
They just kind of fit, and it look, I think it feels organic, but it's obviously manufactured because you can't have the organic wood burning. Well, you can, but like right now, red flag day today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and this is such a great way to enjoy your fire pit. And then, you know, having three little logs, one, you know, laying on the bottom, and then, you know, stacking them or making a little teepee, so to speak, and just capturing then, like you mentioned, the heat. You know, and then letting him sit there and then feeling that heat radiate off.
Yeah, and it gets cool in the evenings. It's just kind of made that turn. And I'm liking it for sleeping, yes. And, yeah, my daughter went out today this morning and said, Daddy, it's getting really cool at night.
Yeah.
As we, you know, move into the fall season, I'd love to get people set up here because, you know, fire is a safety issue as well. And you don't run into a safety. Nothing combusts off of the logs.
Right.
It's just steel that heats up. So you're not going to have anything going in the air, risking your property or anything like that.
Right, right. Well, and what a great solution, too. And again, adding to the ambiance and the effectiveness of the fire pit to, you know, to help create the ambiance. Now, I'm curious, you know, by having the logs, too, the fire, I would assume, it obviously finds its way up and through, but by hitting the log and the way that they are cut and customized, it deflects the fire and makes it spread out.
It does. It goes and dances through the fire holes. And what I do from start to finish is I take this brand new raw pipe, cut it to the proper lengths, and then I cut holes in it. And once it cools down, or I'm sorry, I start with bead welding on to give it just kind of that kind of
bark, texture
look. And then I cut the holes in it. And once that cools down, then I take the pieces that I've cut and I weld them back on. So there's more definition to it. It's not so much pipe. It kind of looks like bark and whatnot. And then I finish with one end cap. If you want to, I'm happy to do two. That's kind of just the way I've done it because it allows for kind of what you mentioned before, more of a teepee style if you want to do that, because I'll have little end pieces on the end to help set it in your lava rock or your glass. It just comes together that way. And, you know, each piece is different and one of a kind made, handmade. Yeah.
Well, and this obviously gives you a creative outlet with the artsy part of it. And all right, so we only got about 30 seconds or so to wrap this up. What's the website one more time?
Steelfirestudio.com.
Okay, and the phone number?
970-335-8220.
All right, and if somebody wants to check it out, I mean, obviously you got pictures and the different varieties of the logs, but steelfirestudio.com. Reach out to you, John, and you're happy to, you know, come in and set up an appointment to come check out, especially if someone's got a big, large fire pit.
Absolutely. Awesome. Anything they want done, I'll do it.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you pictures of mine, and
Sounds great.
I'm going to have you make some.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to send it back to the studios. Again, check it all out at steelfirestudio.com. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a great day.